Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
And happy Thursday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming your way in 20 minutes, we are stunned to a news in 40 minutes. TCU is still taking it on the chin after losing to Colorado. Are they the laughingstock of college football after last weekend? And tonight, of course, is the NFL opener, Chiefs and Lions from Arrowhead. The Chiefs will not have Chris Jones to chase down Jared Goff, amongst others, coming up tonight, but the 49ers will shortly have Nick Bosa, as Bosa is rewarded with the richest contract in NFL history for a non-quarterback. Yesterday, the two sides come to an agreement, and Bosa gets his guaranteed cash, and the 49ers get one of the best pass rushers in football. Is there any way that Bosa isn't ready for Sunday, week one of the NFL season? Here is Kyle Shanahan discussing what it would take for Bosa not to play.
I mean, there is question because we haven't seen him, but I think you guys know how I'm talking. Like, you have to have a beer belly and be out of shape or something. That's not in Bosa's DNA.
I kind of like the idea of Bosa just smashing domestic beers the entire offseason, comes into camp. Yeah, guys, I'm ready. Dude, you got fat. Flaming Hot Cheetos are pretty amazing, and that with a Miller Lite, it's just hard to put down. But I'm ready to go. We'll work it off.
That's the James Harden game plan.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. 49ers are in Pittsburgh coming up on Sunday, so expect Bosa to play. The 49ers had to pay Nick Bosa. They had to. And there were two reasons why. Number one, they've paid everybody else. I mean, besides their quarterbacks, they've paid everybody else. They have ponied up for Kittle. They've ponied up for McCaffrey. They've ponied up for Debo. They ponied up for plenty of the core players on this roster. And Bosa is as crucial as any of them are. 18.5 sacks last season. And obviously one of the best defenses in football. So the 49ers have done well. And Shanahan talked about this, that he fully expected that it would get done. He thought it would get done last week. It did not. So he said he was preparing for the Steelers as though they were not going to have Bosa, but that he had always thought it was going to get done. This was not going to be a holdout. It was not going to be a contract fight that was not going to have a resolution. So the 49ers have proven time and time again that with guys that they know are crucial to the success of the team, they are willing to pay. And a lot of those have come at the non-quarterback position. So the 49ers were going to pay him. But secondly, if you have a quarterback situation that revolves around Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick of last year's draft, that's who you are going to battle with, You don't even have to pay first-round rookie quarterback money. You're paying nothing. There is not a cheaper solution out there at QB than what the Niners currently have. You'll never stumble into a cheaper solution at starting quarterback as a winner to win, not if you're trying to tank, as a winner than the 49ers currently have. They don't even have to pay a rookie scale as a first or second round quarterback. And that would still be cheap. We talk about, well, if you have a quarterback on the rookie wage scale, a rookie contract, I mean, think about all the things you could do. The last pick in the draft makes a fraction of what the first pick in the draft makes. And the first pick in the draft is a good deal for you if he's your starting quarterback. So the 49ers have to use right now, if Brock Purdy's the guy, right now spend the money all the other places, because if Brock Purdy is the guy, the moment he's going to renegotiate, suddenly a lot of that stuff goes away. And for better or worse, the San Francisco 49ers believe they can win a Super Bowl without an elite quarterback. It's why they traded Trey Lance. It's why they're putting their saddle on Brock Purdy and or Sam Darnold as backup. It is why last year they thought by the end of the season they could still win a championship, even if it was Jimmy Garoppolo or then Brock Purdy. It's why they got to a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo the year prior. Well, a couple of years prior, but in this run, and why they got to another NFC championship game, is that they believe via schematics and other playmakers and a great defense, they can win big. And when they cut bait with Trey Lance, it was an admission, we don't have to have somebody with great potential. We just need a guy that runs the offense correctly. And so whether that's right or wrong, they've gotten close but haven't actually sewn it up a championship. They believe they can do it, and so they believe where you spend your resources is the other positions, running back, wide receiver, tight end, defensive line, pass rusher, etc. So they kind of had to pay Bosa. I mean, look, if you're a non-quarterback and you want to get paid, you should go to the 49ers. They're cutting the checks for everybody else because they're never cutting the check for the quarterback. It's an enormous win for the 49ers because Bosa is one of the best pass rushers in football. There's one of the best defenses in football, and they'll have to be great again for the 49ers to win a Super Bowl. So all sides had to get this thing done, specifically the 49ers. Bosa knew it, and they did. And it's in today's media landscape and social media landscape, everything has to be one thing or another, very stark, very black and white. And either you're a genius or you're a bum. And in the 49ers case, they exist somewhere in between. The trade Lance miss was a massive miss. And the fact that they traded him for a fourth round draft pick, despite investing three first rounders in that pick, caused a lot of people to point fingers and say they're bums, they're idiots, they're overrated. Look at how big a miss this was. You know, Kyle Shanahan can't coach quarterbacks the same way Andy Reid can. There's a blind spot here. We were talking yesterday, Tyler Dunn from Go Long said he was kind of like a helicopter parent who, from a quarterback position, you know, couldn't navigate what Trey Lance wasn't. And that John Lynch, huge miss. And if he would have hit on Micah Parsons, they would have won a Super Bowl already instead of going after Trey Lance. But the reality is they found George Kittle. They found Brock Purdy. They know that running the football is of huge advantage to them, so they acquired Christian McCaffrey. They have found incredible value at the end of drafts. They blew Solomon Thomas. That was a bust. But they found McGlinchey. They found other really good players. They found Debo. So they're not geniuses, or else they would have hit on Trey Lance. They're not bums because they keep putting together a Super Bowl-worthy team despite not having a great quarterback. The 49ers will be in the hunt yet again this year. There's no doubt in my mind. Not one single shred of a doubt that that's a team that can play in the NFC Championship game yet again. Can they win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy? I doubt it. Personally, I doubt it. And I know we saw two great months of his. I personally doubt it because, as I've said before, I think you need elite quarterback play, even if it's not an elite quarterback, for 2 or 3 weeks in January and February. And I don't believe Brock Purdy can give you that. But I think they're playing in the playoffs. I think this is a January team yet again. And part of that is you had to have Bosa locked up, and they got him. It's a thirsty Thursday. Timbo Slice is toasting his alarm clock. Old Faithful, as I call it. So reliable, dependable. Always gets me up on time when I need it. Toast it.
Booskies.
Have we invested yet in the alarm clock, Pat Boyle?
No, that is a project for Saturday morning. That's a little errand day. That is go and get your football food of the week. Get the spread ready for Sunday. That's the poll question, by the way. Do you have your football food of the week spread planned out for Sunday? So me and the roommates, we'll go out, get our accoutrements. We'll get whatever food we need for Sunday, lock it in Sunday morning. There will be a Dunkin' run. But yes, the alarm clock will be purchased. I also need a new shower curtain.
Oh.
Because I think I've been using the same one for like the last 8 months.
It's got a bunch of soap scum on it.
Yeah. Yeah, once you, and yeah, that once I see that, that grosses me out.
Pretty gross.
That's enough of that. So a new shower curtain, new alarm clock, whatever else we need to get for Sunday, baby, because when Sunday morning rolls around, I ain't moved.
Mm-hmm. Kevin tweets, booskies to these fire-ass chicken lollipops I'll be making Sunday for the first full NFL slate. Dry-rubbed garlic brown sugar, bacon-wrapped, and got to hit them with that swamp honey. Hashtag football food of the week.
Booskies!
Booskies. Swamp honey. I've never had swamp honey. Kevin, send me the link to swamp honey. I might have to buy that online. That sounds like something that would be right up my alley for football season.
Is that comparable to a Mike's Hot Honey?
I don't know.
That sounds good.
Swamp Honey, though, sounds even better than Mike's Hot Honey. Squishy Liquid tweets, never forget, a wise man once said, blow, 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 I'm Al Michaels. That's right. That's how I feel right now about week one of the NFL season. Blow, 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 I'm Al Michaels. Mac and Bear from Delaware. Boyle, Bogish, Billy G. Good morning, guys. I want to send booskies and a toast to Mr. Bogues. An excellent job covering the show while DA was on baby duties. Excellent. And the show did not miss a beat. Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Baby duties and, as we said, the holdout. That was... Dixieland Dan says... Since you're talking about Odyssey coins, I have 140,000 Twitch points. Let's say a Twitch point is equal to a penny. It takes about 145 pennies to make a pound. If I convert my Twitch points to pennies, I have roughly 5 to 6 Billy Jockalones worth of Twitch pennies. What can I trade these for on the show? What do we have to give?
Certainly not more of me.
Everybody wants more Billy.
What do we have left to give? It's probably something in the storage closet. Maybe my spicy pepper outfit. A costume.
Was that just for Halloween? What was that for? Why did you wear that?
Death by Salsa Day?
I think because I remember doing my sensual football picks, and you were wearing the pepper suit. But that must have been right around the playoffs. That must have been like January.
Oh, it was because we were doing Radio Faux Week.
Ah, Super Bowl in the desert.
Yep, Super Bowl was in Arizona, so I was wearing the spicy pepper costume. Right. Greg Caserta joins us here on the DA Show this morning. Greg, good morning.
No. Your call screener got it wrong. Oh. This is actually Pat Boyle's son, Peter Boyle.
Oh, Pat Boyle's son, Peter. Well, hi, Peter.
Hi, I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I just wanted to say booskies to my dad for driving me to kindergarten yesterday. Oh. Yesterday was my first day of kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if he was honest with you about his tardiness yesterday, but he made sure to see me off at the bus stop, and as the first member of the Boyle family to go to kindergarten, this is a very big moment for us.
Sounds like a very mature kindergartner right there. Speaks very fluidly. Voice is kind of deep. Oh. Well, you know, Pat, you could have been honest with us if you really were just going to drop your son off at kindergarten yesterday.
Yeah, you know, as Drake once said, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid. Or however, whatever the hell he said. Didn't want people to know that I had a bastard child.
Right.
what a weird Caserta. Well, you're talking about a wild card.
Oh, Daryl tweets, I'm toasting the near end of repairs on my service truck. I wrecked it almost 2 years ago, but it's finally getting finished this month. Can't wait to get it back. Hashtag booskies. That's right. Sparks gang, what up, fellas? Toasting to my seventh grade team winning 54-16 last night. The coach was disrespectful at the coin flip, so we ran it up, outscoring the opponent 122-16 in three games. We want all the smoke. Hashtag that's what's in.
Booskies.
Sparks gang seems like a great dude, and I love that he's coaching the youth of America, and he's really fired up about this. He's always toasting his team. But the scores that he tweets at us make me wonder if sportsmanship is at the forefront of Sparks gang here. I wonder, because I think they beat a team like 102-0. I don't even know what, I think it's football that they're playing. I don't know. It feels like basketball either way. I don't know what sport is 102-0. They've outscored their opponents 122-16 in three games. They're purposely running up the score. Feels like it's Dion running a seventh grade football, flag football team.
Yeah, he's a coach, and I missed that one. I apologize. His kid is playing seventh grade middle school football, and he's the coach?
I'm not sure if his son is on the team, but he's definitely coaching a seventh grade.
So he coaches a seventh grade team, and they've outscored their opponents 122-16.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
Well, that's the thing. The competition doesn't seem to be very good because he keeps tweeting about these scores that just are like 07 Patriots scores. Iron Man Sean is toasting to his wife for a great anniversary this past weekend and putting up with me for this long. I love you, beautiful, to many more years. Hashtag married life.
Booskies.
We met Sean and his wonderful wife and daughter at the Bob's Bar Show. That was awesome. They drove up from South Carolina. So congratulations. Happy anniversary. Moist Pork. I'd like to raise a cold one to all the teachers who put in all that time and effort it takes to educate all of our runts. Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't go unnoticed. Hashtag, you need to teach like this.
Booskies.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Moist Pork got into it on Twitter with a couple of listeners.
Yeah,
he was basically trashing teachers. He took a Mraz side of an argument.
I don't know if this is a sarcastic toast or what, but Moist Pork might be playing chess when we're playing checkers here with these toasts.
He is, and I think he's in his villain era now. I think he is trying to turn heel.
Yeah.
Shlomo at the Expo.
They're the new bad boy tag team of AEW. Pork and Shlomo. The Baltimore Bros.
He's going to hit him with the clothespin.
No! Pork, don't do it! Not the chair! It's the Balta Bros. We're coming. We're coming for you.
That's his signature move, the clothesline.
or the collar tag.
Yes.
The collar stay. No! Pork, not the collar stay! Oh, God, he's gouging out his larynx with the collar stay! Uh-oh! And that's where Shlomo drags whoever the wrestler they just beat to the middle of the ring. And that's where Moist Pork sizes him up for like a suit, tailors him, which is his funeral suit. Then they put him in the casket. That's, oh, no! No! The Balta Bros! Oh, here we go. Oh, my God, that's the Balta Bros music! Pork fitting his next victim for his funeral suit. Put him in the casket.
And then Shlomo, with an Expos hat, hits a frog splash off the top rope. Pork closes. Moist Pork closes the casket. One, two, three. Your new tag team champions, the Balta Bros.
Oh, it's the College Day that got him again. Next up, we're coming for you, Halle Berry's. And then Carla with a K, it's you next. Who wants some of this?
They wear backwards Orioles hat. Oh, no, Shlomo with the Expos hat. Never mind. That's his signature. That's his trademark piece.
Les Balta Bros. Cigar-smoking dude toasting the end of summer. All you vacationers, get off of my island. Let the traffic ease up. Hashtag toast them.
Booskies.
Justin is toasting to his wife and kids. We're listening on the CBS Sports app in the car rider line. Booskies?
No booskies. Billy doesn't want booskies on
booskies.
That. Booskies! Billy didn't like that toast.
No. How can I win over your affection for these toasts so that we get the booskies? They have to be maybe slightly more like edgy.
Maybe a little more like a wordage, more enthusiasm out, out of the voice maybe.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, you're lacking energy there, D.A.
Got it. It's on me. My bad. Dixieland Dan toasting to the next 3 months. Football's back. Spooky season. Hoodie by the bonfire weather. Leaves changing. Hunting season. Eating holidays. Boyle's ladies coming over to his house dressed as cat girl. Football food of the week. The Wizard of Odds. Best time of the year.
Booskies.
Boyle's ladies coming over to the house dressed as cat girl. That's the final week of Halloween. That's final week, rather, of October, usually. And then November 1st, that'll definitely happen. The morning of November 1st, when some lovely lady gets to do the walk of shame back from Boyle's apartment, dressed as Catgirl.
And then November 1st, they come over in Mrs. Claus outfits.
When we come back here on the show, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
Twist off, I'd say about halfway down on the cupcake. Now, what you're making is an icing sandwich.
Interesting.
I okay. never have seen this before. You're right. So, now it almost feels like lunch.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Right. Because when you eat a cupcake differently, it's almost like lunch. 28 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being with us on this fine, thirsty Thursday. We're toasting to the good stuff. And you can check out the brand new PGP Permission Granted podcast as we go inside the Boyle blunder from yesterday. Mm. Cap has passed this along as a Colorado Buffaloes alum. Some recruiting news. Number one quarterback in the 2025 class, Bryce Underwood, has scheduled a visit to Colorado as of 24/7 Sports. The number one quarterback recruit in 2025 has scheduled a Colorado visit. So there is some good momentum surrounding Colorado right now for obvious reasons, and it would not surprise me at all if the Colorado Buffaloes start getting in on massive recruiting battles that they were never in on before Deion got there. He is fortunate with this roster that he was able to bring in Travis Hunter, who followed him from Jackson State, because Hunter's one of the best players in the country, and that his son happens to be a great quarterback as well, who's obviously going to follow dad. But this is just the start. They are going to be in on so many big-time recruits moving forward. It is a thirsty Thursday, as I mentioned, and so let's toast to some good stuff. Bouncing Baby Boy says, a little more than two days away, it's wedding time and getting very real. Toasting to all the family and friends coming to Boise for this and showing some love. Hashtag y'all are invited. Hashtag we are finally doing it. Hashtag cheers to us.
Booskies!
Congratulations, Bouncing Baby Boy. And soon, you'll have a literal bouncing baby boy, I'm sure. Pat Boyle's dad tweets, in toasting my grandson who started kindergarten yesterday.
Now, is that a kid that Boyle made and doesn't know about?
One more toast there, Billy. One more toast. Thank you.
My apologies. Or is that an actual like Boyle nephew that began kindergarten yesterday?
No, it sounds like it's his son. Mm. Yeah, he's got a six-year-old.
Congrats, Pat. Hope you meet him one day.
Booskies!
You know, if you're out there on a day like today and you're just kicking around social media, send our fine fleshy friend, Merez, just a little fist pound. A little emoji fist pound. Maybe a thumbs up or a peace sign or something. Because football season's here. And for the Giants and Jets, fandom is rabid here in New York. Big expectations for the Jets. Giants coming off a playoff win last season. But the man is just getting beaten up, as I see on social media constantly. Every time I check, it's like somebody else is just crushing him on social. And this is such a nice, warm cocoon, a bosom, as we like to say here on the DA show. Mm-hmm. I mean, he would kill for the days of glorious splat making fun of what he was wearing.
Yep.
Now it's ruthless, it's vicious, it's, you know, it's bloodthirsty over there.
It's never ending either. It happens all day long. It's not just in the whatever they're on, 4 hours, 5 hours they're on, where people are yelling about his Jets take. It's just randomly in the morning, at night, off hours, weekends, people telling him how much he sucks.
I mean, the threat of knockout Neil punching me out seems like child's play at Bob's Bar compared to what he's dealing with on social. So if you get a chance and you follow Merez on social, just be like, hey, man, best of luck this season. Keep up the good work, whatever, because he's just doing his job. He's spitting fiery hot takes, which he usually does. And he's just getting eaten up for it by the type of sports fan that I just don't really quite understand. I mean, I understand being into your team and wanting to root for your team. I don't understand the fan that goes on social media to just like try to viciously rip apart people that are talking about teams on the radio. It seems so mundane to me. I mean, I'm happy that people are emotionally engaged in what we do. I think there does need to be a line of decorum, but you know, this is, you know, you think about just this comfortable bubble that we live in over here, the Bob's Bar bubble, as it were, where, you know, you just mix up some orange fruity drinks in the morning. You sip them down. You grease up Pat Boyle's moves, and you know, you laugh and have a good time. That's what we've always been about here. And then, you know, the bosses say, "No, you're going down the hallway because we want to fire start a little bit. We need agitation." And then what comes with that is like psychopaths that won't leave you alone and trash you all day on social media. And I hope that Mraz isn't getting worn down by it, because it's day one of football season, which if he was in this studio today, it would be Christmas combined with his birthday, combined with Disney World for the first time, combined with, you know, AJ breastfeeding. It would be like the greatest moment anybody could possibly conceive of. And instead, he's, you know, dragging ass coming into the studio just to be worn down by haters all day long. So give him a little pop on social if you get a chance.
Yeah, and maybe to honor the clip we heard coming back from break with the dessert coordinator, maybe just send him a quick like cupcake and a hero emoji,
yeah,
back to back, lunch and cupcake. Just send him that, and he'll know what it means.
Imagine how gleeful he would be today on this show.
I'm sure he's still going to be gleeful. Now, does he come in?
I don't know.
Does he still come in his Giants gear today?
Yeah, but it's like now it's going to war. Now he comes into the Giants shirt to like wage war against Jets fans or haters or whatever. It's just, you know, you lose the magic.
And I think they still have done like single digit number of shows together as the actual group. And he's already getting lambasted like this. I mean, the other day he tweeted about like how Boomer thought he was an, you know, the story he's told on this show where when he was an intern, Boomer thought he was like a 40-year-old man in the middle of a career change. So he told that story, and the first 19 responses were like, "Who cares? Shut up. You suck. Wish you never worked there." It's a lot.
You know, and once upon a time, his relationship to that station was simply drinking a, you know, a half a gallon of pond water for $1,000 from Boomer Esiason. Today, it's, you know, careful what you wish for. Now
he's just being drowned in pond water.
Yeah, really? Head held under the pond water.
Yeah. And there ain't a grand down there.
That's terrible. Anyway, we wish him the best of luck this football season, because he's still our Mraz. All right. Mr. Andrew Bogish has our headline.
Travis Kelce expected to test his bone-bruised knee this morning to see if he can join the Chiefs against the Lions this evening. This is about swelling and pain management. Kelce has not missed a game for injury since his rookie season of 2013. Far less likely to play tonight is holdout D-lineman Chris Jones, but he did say at a Chiefs charity event yesterday he could sign and play this game immediately. And as you heard to start the hour, Nick Bosa's holdout is now over. He and the Niners agreeing to a reported five-year deal with $122.5 mil guaranteed. The team will spend today and tomorrow figuring out how many snaps Bosa can handle Sunday against the Steelers. This is about all the Yankees have left, debuting John Sterling home run calls Woo-hoo! For their future stars.
And but there goes the right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone! El Marciano. He's my favorite Martian. Jason Dominguez homers to right center. And the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Now, I could be certainly guilty of references that age out some of our demographic. And I like the home run call my favorite Martian for Jason Dominguez, who is nicknamed the Martian. But let me tell you, that's a TV reference from 1962 or something.
Mm-hmm.
How much of the audience could possibly get a My Favorite Martian reference?
Well, I don't care about the audience. I just know that even Pete the Body Bellotti would smile at that, and that's my only concern. That's the target audience.
That's a black and white TV show.
And you were dead on, by the way. Started in 1963.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, who the hell remembers My Favorite Martian?
That's another, I feel like, that's another sick day TV viewing growing up. There was the post-lunch window of like this.
Right.
And the one with like the genie, Bewitched, was on in the afternoon. Because I didn't have cable growing up for a long time. So if I was homesick, good game shows in the morning, crappy old rerun shows in the afternoon.
I Dream of Genie. Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
When I do New York accent podcast, which I guess the embargo is lifted for just about everything, so I can at least mention it.
Yeah.
I really have to worry about doing guests of players that played like before 1980, because I don't know how much of the audience knows them.
Right.
And when I talk to the 69 Mets, we've had a couple of them on, I'm like doing the math. I'm like, if you remember watching this kid or watching this player as a kid, you're in your 60s,
mm-hmm.
70s.
And are you downloading podcasts?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, so now we've gotten to the point where like the 69 Mets, the 68 Jets, those teams, the Lombardi Packers, I mean, almost all the players are dead.
I mean, the Phil Simms Giants teams are getting old. They're
very old. Yeah, I think LT's in his 60s now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to a point like the Lombardi Packers, I think there's only a handful of guys that are still alive. When you start referencing TV shows from that era, like my favorite Martian was early Lombardi Packers. Think about that as a reference.
Yeah. I mean, that actually is pre-Super Bowl era, is it not? 63 to 66?
Yes. If you are old enough to remember my favorite Martian and you get the reference, you've got to be 2% of the listening audience.
Oh, but Pete got it, and Pete smiled. And if you've been paying attention, that's not Dominguez's first career home run. I believe it's number 3, but it's his first one with John on the
nice,
mic.
Nice.
And an addition to this, you need to go to Cap's Twitter feed, AJ Kaplan on Twitter, where you can see Sterling Cam of this call. And John is so excited to make it. Gleeful, giddy, throws his arms in the air, his eyes light up by contact, and he gives these two sweet, can you believe this, looks at Susan in between sentences. There's never been a happier man.
In the middle of a lost season,
right?
At least Sterling has his new catchphrase.
The Yankees won last night, by the way, 4-3 over the Tigers, extending their win streak to 5. Now we get to the playoff chase. The Astros smack the Rangers for a third straight day in Arlington, 12-3. Their first 7 of those runs, including a Jose Abreu grand slam, came off Max Scherzer. Bruce Bochy's team has now lost 15 of 19.
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar while he eats you.
And now the bar is the Astros. The Rangers falling to 3
games.
We said
games. Bruce Bochy sounds just like Sam Elliott yesterday.
The Rangers 3 back now of Houston in the AL West, but stay a half game behind the Jays for the last wild card spot since Toronto lost in Oakland in the afternoon. The Orioles took care of the Angels 10-3 after the Rays topped the Red Sox 3-1, so Baltimore stays 3.5 games clear atop the AL East. The Marlins jumped the Reds for the last NL wild card with an 11-4 win over the Dodgers. That's a 6-game run now from Miami. For LA, lefty Julio Urias is now on administrative leave following Sunday night's domestic violence arrest. Iowa State QB Hunter Dekkers, 4 other current or former ISU and Iowa athletes pleading guilty to underage gambling charges yesterday. That's a lesser charge than originally handed out in this state investigation. It carries a small fine. There will be no more charges filed. UConn star Paige Beckers adding Nike to her NIL deals with Gatorade, Bose, and Crocs. And LSU coach Kim Mulkey reportedly getting a new 10-year, $32 million deal, which would be the richest in the sport.
Talk about the arrival of women's sports. Of course, it's been around for quite some time, but on the same day, we have a women's college basketball coach making $3 million a year for a decade, so a $30 million contract, and Paige Beckers adds Nike to an NIL list that has like 4 other huge companies.
Yep. And it goes back to, I don't know if you've brought this up yet, Caleb Williams' dad saying, we could stay in the draft, we could stay in college one more year, we don't want to be a Cardinal, because he makes apparently $3 to $4 million a year right now being USC's quarterback. So it's nice living.
Yeah, to be a college, I mean, you have to imagine so many of these old college players have to be just like, what the hell? Now, granted, like if you go back to Eric Dickerson, he got a Trans Am and plus more to go to
right.
SMU. So certainly we've been paying players under the table for a long time. But I mean, what would Johnny Manziel have made as an NIL guy? What
right.
would Tim Tebow have made as
oh,
an NIL
God.
Guy? What would Calvin Johnson have made NIL? What would, I mean, Vince Young? These guys would have just been like...
Tim Tebow. Talk about you always have to pay the church. The church would have paid him.
No kidding.
Yeah, that would have been infinity dollars for Tebow. Mm-hmm. Everyone would have wanted to pay him. Mm-hmm. Carlos Alcaraz, Madison Keys, straight set wins last night to reach the U.S. Open semifinals. And some hockey news this morning. Ottawa signing young stud defender Jake Sanderson to an 8-year deal, $64 million. And now, we're stunned.
Woo-hoo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Over 30,000 people ran the Mexico City Marathon back on August 27th.
Cool.
Roughly a third of them have since been disqualified.
Oh.
Yeah, that's roughly 11,000 runners.
Wow.
DQ'd for missing various checkpoints throughout the course. Now,
wait a second, what?
Right, so when I read that, I thought maybe there was some kind of like malfunction. It wasn't their fault. The course was poorly designed. But no, apparently this is just straight cheating. Some people going as far as taking cars and other forms of transportation to shorten their runs. And apparently we're not done finding people who did this. And for whatever reason, this keeps happening in this race. In 2017, 6,000 people. In 2018, 3,000 people DQ'd for cheating. So I don't know why there are no rules or no regard for the Mexico City Marathon, but people just don't give a damn, sign up, and then run and cheat and finish the race.
What's the incentive to cheat to win the Mexico City Marathon? Is there a huge purse at the end?
That I don't know. I don't know if it gets you into a better marathon. Like, sometimes qualifying times lead to other races.
Right.
So this is like maybe a one that you think you can get away with cheating, and I don't get it. But 11,000 cheaters. What is happening?
11,000 people blew through checkpoints, cheated the course, or took a car or a bus. Why are you even bothering to run the marathon then?
Or just start it and say, we'll see you guys in 3.5 hours. Here's the end. Just right, get here when you get here.
I think I'm seeing somewhere that the winners were both rewarded 550,000 Mexican pesos.
I wonder what that converts to.
$27,000.
Okay, so it is a big purse at the end. So
now, this could be fabricated, but that's what I'm going to go off of. 27 grand if you win the Mexico City Marathon.
So it's a straight money grab.
I have no idea.
Hoping.
I have no guess. Idea. I mean, 30,000 people enter. They found 11,000 cheaters. 11,000 different people tried to cheat to win a marathon. It must be for the money.
Well, and also, isn't Mexico City like higher altitude than Denver?
It is,
yeah, it
high.
Is high.
It's like 6,000 feet, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine how excruciatingly painful that is. A marathon when you can't even breathe? Or it feels like the air is just getting sucked out of your lungs?
Also, if you've caught 11,000 cheaters, how many of the other 20 also cheated?
And you can't discreetly, as an 11,000-person group, cheat. So, like, are you just watching the marathon, all of a sudden this arm breaks off and folks are hooking out to the right and coming back
right
through? Like, what does it even look like?
They might be cheating unbeknownst to themselves.
Well, see,
is there also, like, 8,000 cars on the road more than there normally would be,
right,
because everybody's driving to the finish line?
Subway cars close, the doors close, and there's like 14 people in marathon uniforms, like, and shorts. And
just stuffed with marathon runners.
Hey, guys, come this way. We're going to win.
It doesn't work this way, guys.
And then if you have 11,000 people cheating, how do you beat, if you're one of the cheaters, the other cheaters?
Right. It's a separate race.
I mean, you have to wonder. Did everybody cheat? How could you legitimately win a race where a third of it, minimum a third, was cheating? This had to be really like Major League Baseball in the late 90s.
Everybody was juicing.
Everybody is cheating, and so you just figured the only way I could succeed is by also cheating.
Imagine the top, like, 765 runners all cheated, so it's like he or she came in 766th place. But they didn't cheat. They're the winner.
That's awesome. When we come back on the show, TCU lost to Colorado, of course, over the weekend. Would you consider them laughing stocks of college football? One player says yes. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
I can walk around like a deer with a cheese head and a Brewer's bat in my hand.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Quite the combo. 52 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to us on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio network and also on Sirius XM channel 158. TCU losing to Colorado last week, and obviously the biggest story in college football for Horned Frogs, who played for the national title a couple of months ago. Here is TCU linebacker Johnny Hodges.
I guess you can say it's a wake-up call. I don't know how losing in the national championship by 60 isn't a wake-up call, but right now we're definitely the laughing stock of college football, having 22 missed tackles, having who knows how many missed assignments, making our defensive coordinator look awful, just making his defense look like it's a childhood kid's defense and him getting all this slack. So if it's not a wake-up call, then I don't know what it is.
Oh, God, I love this guy. Oh, Johnny Hodges can play for my team any single day. Oh, I love that attitude. I don't know how losing by 60 in the national championship game isn't a wake-up call. You could do one of these things where we're a really good team. We played the national title game last year. You know, we'll bounce back. No. Take the sledgehammer. And he said after that, and I will make sure as a member of this team that never happens again. This never happens again. And saying we made the defensive coordinator look awful. We made his defense look like it's a childhood kid's defense. And he said in this press conference, they put us in position to make all the plays. What they coached us to see, we saw, and we didn't do our jobs. I love the accountability. We always talk about how these kids nowadays, no accountability, total entitlement, etc. Not Johnny Hodges. There's great kids out there with great attitudes. He's one of them. I don't think TCU is a laughingstock. I think TCU is probably going to be very good this year, but had a bad day and also won't be as good as last year. They'll lose four games this season. It'll be one of them. And it would be interesting if Hodges kind of shows the pretext to teams figuring out Colorado and that maybe Colorado should not have won that game as it were. And maybe Colorado comes back down to earth when people wake up a bit and can't take them lightly as an opponent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.